Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Let's tell the world all the things we've done. Falling in love in the setting sun. I've got a song and a smile so bright. I'll make you wish you were here tonight.
7 and a half of the hour of the DJ B radio program. Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air to demonstrate how smart we are. Basically, we're smarter than the average bears. I know that the two, what do they call a female bear? Isn't there some special,
They're called girl bears.
Girl bears?
Right.
Okay. Was Winnie the Pooh a bear?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was a Pooh bear, I think.
Yes. Hello. That will not be the context of the conversation necessarily for the whole hour, but I thought it was nice. It was a warm and fuzzy, get it?
So you like warm and fuzzy bears, but you have no love for pandas.
Well, pandas are just another bear. They just happen to be painted differently, that's all. A bear is a bear. That's all.
Aren't they nicer, though? Aren't pandas nicer than, like, grizzly bears?
Yeah, I think they're less likely to maul you.
Right. I mean, I've never heard anybody getting mauled by a panda.
Right.
He goes into the cage with them.
Yeah, all the zoo workers and stuff, yeah.
All right. The weather outside may be frightful, but the fire will be so delightful. There are predictions this winter is going to be horrible. Just what you wanted to hear. The U.S. weather outlook for the winter, La Nina, is going to influence winter conditions this year as opposed to El Nino. Okay, Jennifer, you're the expert when it comes to La Nina and El Nino or whatever.
Nino.
Okay, so what's the difference between La Nina and El Nino?
Okay, El Nino is when it gets very rainy. That's the rainy patterns. La Nina is a pattern of dryness, actually, for at least that's how it applies to us in California. You know, you people on the East Coast and all the states in between.
People.
You guys get different reactions. With the El Nino, it's very wet for at least the West, and La Nina is very dry for the West. But I think also La Nina brings cold, for whatever reason, to people above the line where La Nina is. Does that make sense?
Likely to develop, according to the weather predictors, by the time we get to Christmas. Early to mid-December, early winter is supposed to be coming, and then we'll have an early spring. So that's what I think normally happens with La Nina. There's a warming of the water in the Pacific, and you see that this year because there are a lot more storms, hurricanes, typhoons, whatever, in the Pacific than I can remember in any time in recent memory anyway. The situation there creates somehow or other the almost like lake effect snow system, because gets into the atmosphere, whatever. The bottom line is cold air moving over the Great Lakes will make snow a big problem this winter for the upper Great Lakes region across from, all the way across Lake Erie, the areas in upper New York State and New England. Unga bunga. All right, I'm going to start
making
reservations
now. So lots of snow.
So
to summarize, lots of snow and then an early spring?
Yes.
Okay.
And snow conditions are expected to be great in the Northern Rockies. So if you have plans to go to Sun Valley, let's say, or the Big Sky Resorts in Montana, you may have some luck. Last year, the snow was horrible. At least there was no skiing that amounted to anything in New England. Nothing. A lot of those places went out of business.
Yeah, my friends who went on snowboarding weekends, just ice, and that was about it.
Wetter and cooler in the Northwest. It's always wet and cool, though.
I know, right? So, essentially, nothing's changing in the Northwest. Carry on.
Yes. Well, it's just one of those realities, and many times the forecasters are not right. You just figure, we had a horrible winter 2 years ago. Last year, not bad. So this year, will it be moderate? Winter, it happens. it'll make something for the news media to distort. And, look out! The weather people have a great time Oh, yeah. Snow tomorrow.
Blizzard warnings. And,
yeah, right.
Yep.
Find out how it will affect you at 11.
Although I guess it might affect Chicago. I always think of O'Hare Airport.
Chicago is a miserable place in the summer and the winter because of the bad storms that come across the electrical
humidity
storms.
During the summer.
And Dallas, the same thing. But staying away from Chicago is a great idea unless you actually have to go to Chicago.
Or through O'Hare, yeah.
Yeah, oh, what a nightmare.
I know.
Yeah, bad, bad, bad. Okay, in a moment, we're going to concentrate on all the news that's coming from England as they prepare for me to get there. There are all kinds of things
they put out the carpet,
on.
Dougie.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but there's a lot of things going on, which we will touch on in a few moments. 12 past the hour here with DJV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He had his best year in 1990 when he finished third in NASCAR's top division. But the biggest of his 18 career wins came in 1986 when he won the Daytona 500.
You are with Jeff Burdine as he wins the 1986 Daytona 500.
So where is Jeffrey Burdine now? Jeff retired from racing in 2004, but returned in 2010 to make four starts over two seasons. Jeff's also put a lot of energy into his other venture, Burdine Bobsleds. His company's night train design has won six Olympic medals for the U.S., including two gold. Even when he's not behind the wheel, Jeff finds his way to victory lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you prepare yourself for a brighter future? Here's the two keys.
First, be learning, not learned. A diploma or certification isn't the end. It's the beginning. Don't rest on your laurels. Keep learning.
Learn from your successes, from your mistakes, from others, from books.
Learn anywhere and everywhere you can.
The second key to a brighter future is don't just live and learn, apply it. Knowledge has no value. You gain from it by putting it to use.
So make time for learning, but only after you've asked an incredibly important question. Will you apply it? If not, don't waste your time.
The power in learning comes from living it. That leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you afraid your teenager will turn out to be a problem kid?
You're just a no-talent punk.
Well, you may be unwittingly increasing the odds of this happening. Here's the science of it. Between the ages of 11 and 15, parents change the way they manage their children. During this time, preteens and teens need a great deal of support and understanding. And unfortunately, parents become more and more negative toward their children.
No.
Because parents are so afraid their teenagers will turn into problem children, the least amount of teenage provocation, parents overly frown, criticize, and correct even more.
Mm-mm, not like that, you're not.
What's the cheap psychological trick? When teens turn teens, parents expect them to cause trouble. And if you respond to them that way, you may get what you ask for. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Yeah. 15 past the hour. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio. The NAACP. No, I always do that. The NCAA. The
National.
I don't know why.
Not easily
I always do
confused.
That. I always do that. Anyway, so the National Collegiate Athletic Association charged the basketball staff members at the University of Louisville with rules violations. It's got to do with a scandal that broke last year, you may remember, that basically showed university employees hiring prostitutes for players.
Promising
those who are recruited into the program that they'll have access to prostitutes as well.
Oh,
and that's how they got the kids to come. How about that?
Wow.
Huh? I mean, think about
no
what
wonder we teach these
means.
Guys that they can do whatever they want
right.
with women. Right.
That, that's the point. That was the
it.
Point. Yes.
Because they become rock stars. They're
they become.
The rock star life.
Right.
They treat every woman like a hooker.
Hmm.
Wow. Hey, you think on the, I mean, isn't the college level supposed to be better than that? I mean, yeah. don't people like college sports over pro sports because it's more honest and
the basketball
people are actually,
changed
you
all
know.
Of that. And those March Madness games and all that attention that's paid, that's like professional basketball. And that's it's foolish.
Then I think, you know, if that's true, then just let him get the endorsements and stuff like Reggie Bush. I mean, all that trouble when he was at when he was at USC. You know what? If this is how we're going to change collegiate sports, then let's just go full throttle. Why not?
OK, let's see what's going on in England. Half the plastic bottles in England are never recycled. I'm going to I think I'll stay home. I'm not going.
Will you change
there.
The world? Will you change the world and teach them how to recycle?
I think I can.
You'll be garbage picking.
For those who didn't hear me, Ty, I'm going to spend the week in England.
Are you excited? This is really, I mean, this is big time for you, Dougie.
I haven't been to England. I've been to England about 100 times in my life. And I haven't been since, I think 2006 was the last time I was in England. It's very rare. I went when I was married, Tony introduced me because she'd gone to England to finish her schooling and to teach in an infant school there. So she became very familiar, very close to certain people and the areas of England where she worked. And so I was introduced in 1972 to England, first time I went, and I became an Anglophile overnight. Loved it, loved it. It's one of those things where you feel like you've been here, there, and everywhere before. I know in a past life I've been in England at least once. And so I had this opportunity to go on a pretty closed group of people touring certain things, and I decided to take advantage of it. And I've not had a vacation ever since this program started. I'm in my 29th year of doing this program. I never have taken any time off. The only time I'm not here is when I don't, once in a blue moon, don't feel well or get stuck in an airport or something. But generally speaking, it has not been. I've done a lot of traveling in the last 29 years, taking the program with me, had some memorable times, experiences, and hopefully you've been along, some of you, for the ride there. But I just decided that this was going to be about me. And now I'm keep hitting this, my glasses on the mic, sorry.
Good to know I'm not the only one who does that every now and then.
So anyway, I think Victoria just decided she ought to send me some things about what's going on over there so that I know.
You're prepared.
Yeah, I'm prepared. Yes, I'm very prepared. Brexit thing, my daughter and I were talking about this last night because she thinks Megan went to school in England. That was one of the reasons I've been over there for so long. She was in a school for, was it about 7 years? 7.5 years she was there working and going to school. And so she's very familiar with what the British attitude is towards things. And she thinks that Brexit is going to ruin England sooner or later because they...
A lot of people feel that
all,
way. Yeah.
Yeah, they had all the access to all of these things as a member of the European Union, and now they're not going to have that. And also, the real reason for doing it was to try to curb, or at least the sense, the energy behind it, was trying to curb the influx of illegal immigrants that were coming there.
And the refugees.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem with the refugee situation that no one talks about, except I hear myself say it over and over again, is the idea behind the United Nations refugee program is to resettle people in a country nearest to where they're being uprooted. And the answer to that is not Britain. It's not
America.
It's not Detroit, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like, let's get what the real definition is here. So I understand the frustration. I mean, it's a real problem.
Well, we have the frustration here. Basically the same kind of thing going on what we're saying is that in England, many people feel that they're losing their jobs. The philosophy behind the anger aimed at illegal immigrants is the same there as it is here.